Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, coming to you from the house that Root built here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Zero state income taxes, by the way, zero corporate taxes. Zero capital gains taxes, zero inheritance taxes, and I believe we have like the eighth or seventh lowest property taxes in the country. So when you wonder why this show comes to you from Las Vegas, that's why. I love it here. Not that I wouldn't love it more in, say, Palo Alto or Beverly Hills or Newport Beach. The weather's a little bit nicer, but heck, I would rather be here and make money and pay zero than pay the taxes of California. That's what I'm doing here in Las Vegas. It is the low-tax capital of America. And the Cato Institute just came out with the rating of the 50 states of America for personal and economic freedom. And Nevada was number three in the country behind only New Hampshire and Florida. And I wouldn't live in New Hampshire's weather if you gave me $1 billion. And Florida's nice. So Florida and Nevada are the two places clearly to live. And maybe Texas is the third option. If you want to keep your taxes down and live in a place with freedom. Ron DeSantis has done a great job in Florida. Our guest is Steve Kirsch. He is a three-time segment guest here today. We took him in segment number three and four of hour number two, and we're taking him here in hour segment one of hour number three on the national radio show on USA Radio. Steve Kirsch has become a friend of mine. He's a great guy. Trying to save people's lives, trying to keep people healthy. Executive Director of the Vaccine Safety Research Foundation. VacSafety.org is his website, VacSafety.org. You can follow him on Substack, a former major Democrat contributor, contributed over $20 million. And then when he went to the same congressmen and senators and said, the vaccine's killing people, I'd like to set up a meeting and talk about it. Nobody wanted to call him back. And so he switched over to the GOP, and he's now on our side, and it's great to have him with us. And we welcome on board. Steve, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. Are you there, Steve? I know we got you. Where are you? I know we... He stepped away. All right. Well, I got lots of things.
No. Sorry. That was on mute.
Is he back?
Yeah, I'm back.
He's there. All right. Steve, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Oh, there you are. You stepped away for a minute. Right when I was giving you that wonderful introduction again, you stepped away. I gave you a great build, and you stepped away.
I heard the whole thing.
Back. All right. So let's talk a little bit about Israel, because it turns out you and I have been saying this for a long time, that a lot of people are sick in Israel per capita. It's among the highest in the world with the amount of people hospitalized and sick with COVID, hospitalized with COVID and dying of COVID. Yet we keep hearing that they've done such a great job with the vaccines, and it's not true. And now it turns out they've covered up a lot of the statistics, correct?
Yeah, correct. We recently learned that they weren't telling the truth. And in fact, they weren't even monitoring for safety events for a year after they released the vaccine. So they didn't monitor at all for a year. And they said, well, maybe we should, just do a little monitoring just to make sure we're not missing anything. So they started monitoring a year after they started injecting people. And the monitoring they did for 6 months, and then they looked at the data. And when they looked at the data that they had collected, and this they did this in June. Okay. Now, it's September now. So they've had 3 months, and they've said nothing. They basically took 2 months and then told the public, distorted all of what they were told, And then what they were told was, hey, these side effects are not short and mild. They are very long lasting, perhaps for the rest of the person's life, and they are not mild. They are severe. And plus, we only had a chance to look at the five most common symptoms. We didn't even have a chance to look at number six, and number six was cardiovascular.
Okay? That's the worst one of all,
which
right?
is the big one in terms of severity.
Yes.
So
yes. People
they didn't even get a chance.
Sex.
They just looked at five, and they found really troubling results, and they also found causality, which is interesting because nobody else in the world has been able to find causality, and it was easy for them to find because all they did is they asked people, hey, what were your symptoms after dose one? What were your symptoms after dose two? And if their symptoms either returned or got worse and they were the same symptoms after the second dose, now that's an indication of causality. Now when that happens over and over and over with people, so you have 10,000 people and they all have a menstrual problem on dose one, and the menstrual problem gets worse on dose two. And
that's
let's say it's 10,000 people.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
You would think that that would be causality. But,
yes.
You know, that's an obvious thing to do, but nobody else in the world actually wanted to do that study and actually ask those questions. Isn't that amazing? So what they did is Israel covered it up, and they issued a report saying, hey, there are no new events. There's nothing to see here, folks, and go get vaccinated. But apparently, the Israeli people are a lot smarter than the government bargained for, because instead of getting, you know, this huge compliance at the very beginning when they rolled out the vaccines, now the compliance in Israel is just 2.4%. So that's 0.4%. In other words, 98% of the people in Israel are not current with their vaccines. Now, Wayne, what does that tell you?
Tells you that everybody was unhappy with the first one, the second one, the third one. They're not coming back for the fourth one. They're sick of this nonsense.
It's
my
fool
question
me once,
would be, my question
know, shame
would be,
on you.
I go
you know,
to your
fool me twice.
Now, I go to your Substack thing a lot. And the only thing that I haven't read of your Substack was the stat you just gave me. Do you have anything with the title that 98% of Israelis don't want the next vaccine? I didn't see anything about that. When did you just find that out? Because I hadn't seen that yet. That's news to me.
No, that's in the article.
Oh, it's in the article. When you look all the way down, I got it.
That Israeli article.
Got it. Okay. I haven't read through the entire Israeli article. It's your most recent one, and I just went there and saw it over the weekend, and I saw the headline and said, I got to get Steve on to talk about this, but I didn't know about the fact that, you know, around 98% of Israelis are not jumping on the next vaccine. All right. And by the way, I'll bet you in these studies, when they ask people, does it get worse after one? Does it get worse after two? Does it get worse after three? Does it get worse after four? I'll bet some people aren't answering by the fourth one because they're dead. Literally, I'm not joking around. I'm being serious. I'll bet the people are asking don't survive the fourth one. And that's why they don't get a response. You know, the response probably gets lower each time you go deeper and deeper into the vaccines.
Getting shot with the vaccine is a little bit like getting shot with a gun. You have a chance of killing the person on the first shot. You get a better chance of killing the person on the next shot.
And you're dead
and then,
on the third.
You know, if you've got five bullets in you, you're probably more likely to die than if you had one bullet in you.
Yeah. And by the way, here's the interesting part. You know, again, I don't get mad at somebody who said the shots are good for you, there's nothing wrong with them, you know, a year and a half ago. But at this point, with all the statistics out, when an important medical person like Fauci, you know, I don't really blame Trump. Trump doesn't know anything about health. He eats McDonald's all day and Diet Coke. You know, I mean, the guy is not exactly a healthy guy. And that's not his job to be healthy. His job is to create jobs and create a good economy, and he did that. But Fauci, whose entire life is medicine, Steve, they had to know everything that you and I know, and they keep telling everyone, imploring everyone to get more vaccines or mandating them, you know, through the law to get more vaccines. That becomes criminal. That becomes manslaughter. That becomes, you know, mass murder. That becomes a depopulation scheme. None of that was true, you know, 2 years ago. But now you'd think, if you don't know now and you're a medical person who studies this stuff, you're a scientist, you're a doctor, you're a medical expert, you're the CDC, then this is a cover-up and you're allowing people to die and you're encouraging people to die. Am I off on this?
Well, I think you are in that the CDC is structured such that people are incentivized for maximizing the number of inoculations that are delivered. They are not incentivized for finding safety signals. And so there may be only one or two people working in safety at the CDC. I haven't found any person at the CDC who is actually interested in seeing the data from Israel. So what was discovered, really important stuff in Israel, I emailed close to 300 people at the CDC, and they're all involved in some aspect of the COVID vaccine. So I email up to close to 300 people, and I say, hey, I've got the presentation that was given to the Israeli Ministry of Health on what the researchers found, that the Israeli Ministry of Health, you know, handpicked these researchers,
and
basically
wants, right?
They collected the data that they specified. And then the researchers gave the report to the Ministry of Health, and then it was censored. So
nobody
I told these people
the CDC,
at the CDC,
right?
I got the report. Do you want to see it? Do you know how many people responded to me?
Probably none.
Yeah, exactly. None.
See? I mean, that's it. They don't want to say a word. They all know.
They don't want to know.
Bots before. Hey, Steve, I'm going to make you the first ever four-segment guest in the history of my show. So stay with me for one more second.
I am honored.
All right, so we'll stay. I want to talk about ivermectin because I'm a huge believer and fan of ivermectin, and I'm allergic to everything in the world. I swear to God, I'm allergic to everything. Every drug known to man, I take ivermectin every week, and I've never had a single side effect. The thing is amazing and has no side effects of any kind, and it fights viral. It's amazing. We'll be back. More with Steve Kirsch when I get back. Wayne Allyn Root. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Do you own a small or medium-sized business? Do you like paying huge taxes to Uncle Sam? What if you could save a ton of money? Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. My friend Julio Gonzalez and his team at Engineered Tax Services, ETS, can help you keep more of your own money, perhaps a lot more. What ETS does is help regular businesses like yours by working with your accountant to obtain the types of advanced, complex, lucrative tax credits that usually only go to billion-dollar corporations. ETS is the leading tax expert in America. Their tax attorneys, engineers, and scientists have performed millions of these tax services, and they saved regular businesses like yours billions of dollars. ETS minimizes your tax liabilities and maximizes your wealth, just like the billion-dollar multinational corporations, except they do it for the little guy, working directly with your accountant. Call Engineer Tax Services today to get a free, no-cost analysis. Call 800-236-6519, 800-236-6519, or visit EngineeredTaxServices.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. You've no doubt heard about the MyPillow products and how they've changed lives for the better. People are sleeping better than ever before with their MyPillow. Well, Mike Lindell has done it again with his new My Slippers. Mike took over 2 years to develop these slippers, ensuring they weren't just any ordinary slipper. These slippers are made with a three-tiered cushioning system, two layers of MyPillow foam, and a layer of impact gel to prevent fatigue and offer comfort all day long, as these slippers can be worn both indoors and outdoors. For a limited time, you will save 90%. $90 on a pair of my slippers. This blowout sale of the year won't last, so order now. Log on to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root to receive this incredible limited time offer. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code WAR to receive this incredible limited time offer, or call 800-659-9475. That's 800-659-9475.
Raw and unfiltered.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire, and I've got Steve Kirsch with me, Executive Director of Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, vaxsafety.org, and you can follow his column on Substack. It's a wonderful column with the most, the latest, greatest, up-to-date information on data around the world from the COVID vaccine. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Wayne.
You know, I believe that you're going to wake up, all of us will wake up in a year or two, and you know, I watch TV, and I see all these commercials for lawyers, class action lawyers, and you're going to see nonstop commercials for lawyers saying, were you vaccinated for COVID? And if you got the COVID vaccine, call us. You may be able to get millions of dollars from the federal government or from the vaccine manufacturers because they committed fraud, or from the military who forced you to get it, or from the police who forced you to get it, or the government that forced you to get it, or OSHA that forced you to get it. You may be, able to get millions of dollars. There's got to be class action lawsuits coming that are worth trillions of dollars that will be flooding America's TV airwaves soon, don't you think?
Well, I would like that to happen, but the problem is that there's this thing called the PREP Act, which insulates the government and anybody who gives you the vaccine and other people. I think it probably even insulates Twitter and Facebook and YouTube for censoring the information. And so because the law says that these people aren't liable, all of the cost of the damages are on you. And the government's not compensating anybody. Nobody, as far as I know, not a single person has been paid a dime for
by
any
the US
of
government,
the injuries.
Yeah.
And there are over a million people who have been vaccine injured. Millions of people have been vaccine injured, and hundreds of thousands of people have died. And it's all the expense is borne by you, because the government has said we're going to not be liable for
no, I,
we're going to force you to take this and we're not going to accept liability.
I know that they were given, blanket immunity, the vaccine companies. But two things. I didn't think that there was immunity if the military, as an example, forced you to get it. I figured you could sue them. If your corporation forced you to get it, I figured you could sue them. You're telling me none of them are liable?
Have you seen any successful lawsuits?
Not yet, but there are some lawsuits out there. I haven't seen any successful
ones yet. There are lawsuits out there.
Yes.
But we haven't seen a successful suit happen yet. Now, there's a whistleblower who's she's suing Pfizer, Brooke Jackson. And she's got a great lawyer, and they've got a great case.
Did she say she was injured for the Pfizer vaccine?
Huh?
She says she was injured by the Pfizer vaccine.
No. She was a researcher
at Pfizer,
and she observed that there was fraud in the trials. And
right.
Pfizer's defense is, yeah, there was fraud, but the government was in on it, so it's not fraud.
Right. I saw that article a few months ago. That was amazing to me. That was amazing. They said the government made us do it, basically. They wanted us to cover up all the injuries and deaths. But I just didn't know. What I was trying to figure out was whether this lady, this Jackson lady, whether she took the vaccine as well as working for Pfizer and witnessing the fraud. Did she actually take it? Was she injured?
No,
do you have any idea?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I don't think she's
Well, that's interesting because she works at Pfizer and didn't take it. And there's probably a lot of people like that. I'll bet you the CEO of Pfizer tells everyone, I took the vaccine, but in real life, he never took it. You know, if I was the Pfizer CEO, I wouldn't take it either. So I'm sure he didn't. But it's just, it's a scary situation, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you know, there are some drug company CEOs. I know of one of them.
In Spain, one is called, right, lying.
A phony
yes.
Vax card.
Yes, in Spain. I saw it. I talked about this on the show a lot, like maybe 3-4 months ago. You know, I wouldn't surprise me if an awful lot of people who claim they took the vaccine at the very top of our government did not take it. It would not surprise me at all. I can't believe that Biden took it, because I don't think he'd be alive. That man is so sick in the first place and so weak and so fragile. If Biden got 3 vaccines, I think he'd already be dead. I really do.
No. I think Biden got the vaccine because...
That's what sped up his dementia?
Because, number one, he's not that smart. Okay, so he probably believed Fauci and believed all these people and believed the doctors. And so I'm sure that Biden got the shot because after one of his recent doses, he developed peripheral neuropathy. Now, peripheral neuropathy doesn't just happen all of a sudden.
Hey, Steve, we got to run. We're up against the break. I can't let you finish the sentence just because we're on the run. But it's obvious he's in severe decline. So maybe he got the vaccines and that caused even more decline than what we saw at the start of his presidency. That could be too. All right, Steve Kirsch, great job. First ever 4-time segment man, Steve Kirsch, Executive Director, Vaccine Safety Research Foundation, vaxsafety.org, and follow his column at Substack. Thank you, Steve, for all you do. God bless you, man. Thank you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to create millions of good-paying jobs, union jobs in manufacturing.
President Biden's comments during a cabinet meeting at the White House on Tuesday, Biden saying it's now up to him and his cabinet members to establish everything that was passed through Congress. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he supports the decision to fire the chief of the Uvalde School District Police Department.
He responded incorrectly to what happened, and it led to a greater loss of life, and it was appropriate that he was terminated.
The governor saying Pete Arredondo did not follow the Columbine protocol. Apple is expected to reveal a new iPhone at an event on Wednesday. The phone is expected to increase in size, but take on a slimmer look. Apple also expected to update their Apple Watch. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The roots on fire because the country's on fire, the world's on fire, the CDC's on fire, and someone's got to fight back. someone's got to be here to get you motivated and excited and, you know, to get action. We've got to get action or our country's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. I don't want to embarrass anyone. I was at an event over the weekend, and I was the MC, and there was a speaker that's just a very famous person as the speaker, and then I followed that famous person. I lit the crowd on fire, but that famous person was just so Pollyanna positive. Oh, everything's great. Everything's wonderful. We're going to be fine. That's a disservice to the people of America, or you're just a fool in denial. Very nice person. I'm sure this person meant well. But the entire speech was just, everything's fine at this kind of level, and it's going to be great because God's in control. Go to church every Sunday. And you know what? That's not the way it is. The communists are in charge. They're in charge of the school system. They're in charge of the colleges. They're in charge of the court system. They're in charge of the media. They're in charge of Hollywood. They're now in charge of the military. They're now in charge of the police. I mean, it's a joke. The country is going. Someone better get excited and do something about it and not think everything's okay because you're a positive thinker and you go to church on Sunday. I'm sorry, it isn't quite that simple. In my lifetime, I've met lots of positive thinkers who went to church on Sunday, and when they left church, they got stamped to death. You know what? It's not always so wonderful because you go to church on Sunday. If it was a guarantee that everything would be great when you go to church on Sunday, everybody would go to church on Sunday. There is no guarantee. Lots of poor people in church on Sunday. All right. MyPillow is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And they've got so many great products. They've got their pillows. They've got their MyPillow mattresses, or I should say the mattress topper. They've got their MyPillow towels, MyPillow bed sheets, MyPillow beach towels, MyPillow beach blankets, MyPillow travel pillows, MyPillow dog beds, which is my dog Bubba's favorite. Bubba loves his MyPillow dog bed. And now I'm not saying that because they're an advertiser. I'm saying it because Bubba's had, I don't know, three or four different dog beds in his life, and he never loved one the way he loves the MyPillow dog bed. He sleeps in it like he wants to stay there for the rest of his life. He never wants to get up. He's become a Democrat. And my new all-season MyPillow slippers called My Slippers, they're the most comfortable slippers you've ever felt, and all of it is up to 66% off when you use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. Root at MyPillow.com/WAR. MyPillow.com/WAR. Promo code WAR. Save up to 66% on all these great products from a company that you know is conservative, you know is Christian, you know is pro-you. So buy from them, not from the losers out there that take your money and then use it against us. All right. We've got Josh Manning, our guest here today, the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, with today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com. Josh, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show.
Wayne, thanks. Can you hear me? I'm juggling microphones over here.
Well, I hear you, but to me, you sound like you're in a wind tunnel. You're pretty far away. Chris, are you getting the same effect? All right, so you want me to just talk for a minute?
That might be because I'm standing inside a wind tunnel as we speak now.
All right, so just put them on hold, get them up on a phone, and I'll just give a couple other stories for a minute, so just hang in there, okay? So I want to bring up another story, which is, I mentioned Dr. Fauci saying that I believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and one for the COVID shot. This is what a man is saying when over the weekend, we know that Justin Bieber has canceled his world tour over physical problems after facial paralysis. His wife had a stroke. The two of them are vaccinated. We almost certainly know you can't be on tour without being vaccinated. You can't step on a stage for insurance reasons without being vaccinated. The concert companies demand you be vaccinated. We know an Oklahoma news anchor, Julie Chin, suffered a stroke live on the air. And we know that NCIS star Pauly Perrett revealed she suffered a massive stroke while her father and cousin both died at the same time in the past year. Does anybody get it? Maybe this has something to do with the vaccine. All right, we got Josh Manning back. Josh, how do you sound? Talk to me, baby.
Hey, buddy, how you doing, Wayne?
That's good. There we go. That's the old Josh I know and love. All right, good.
That's it. It's a big tech conspiracy to keep us from talking and to keep the listeners from hearing. Man, thanks for having me on, Wayne. I appreciate it.
All right, so I see one of the big stories, of course, which I haven't gotten to in the show yet because I had so many other things to talk about, including the destruction of the energy business in the United States, including here in Vegas. They're now saying if you have an electric car, don't plug it in. It's so hot for the next 4 days, don't plug your electric car in. Isn't that the same people telling you have to drive an electric car, but now you can't plug it in? They've destroyed everything with their liberal BS. But a federal judge reveals incumbent President Biden ordered FBI access to Mar-a-Lago documents. So Biden said he knew nothing about the raid, when in fact he's the one that ordered the raid. Isn't that something where people can impeach somebody for that?
Yeah, well, as we've learned, you apparently can impeach for anything. And when they did that, not once, but twice, needlessly to President Trump, all they did was sowed the wind, and they will end up reaping the whirlwind over it. And you can impeach for whatever. And when the Republicans retake control, which they're going to, and let's not get too confident about that, we do have to show up in November. But if we show up, we will retake things. Then there's no telling what they're going to do to Biden. And Biden will have earned it. But for him to say, I absolutely had no, of course I didn't know about it. For Karine Jean-Pierre or whatever her name is to say, no, the president did not know anything about this. And for now a federal judge to come out and release documents that say, quote, as requested by the incumbent president. As what was requested by the incumbent president, access to those documents that they say Trump had at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know how else you read this, Wayne, other than President Joseph Robinette Biden wanted, requested, asked, demanded that the FBI get access to documents at Mar-a-Lago. And Wayne, you and I have both been around long enough to know they will fish some stuff out of there that is technically classified top secret, and it will be the White House's split pea soup recipe, because the United States government does a terrible job of regulating what is classified, what is secret, and what is top secret. And I guarantee you, if you go to the Clinton Library, you will find the same thing. If you go to the Bush Library, there's no telling what the Obama Library has. And remember when it was Sandy Berger, Clinton's head of national security, he was caught walking out with intel papers stuffed down his trousers years ago. Of course, nobody cared about that. The sitting president of the United States essentially orders a raid on the former president of the United States, who's committed no crimes, and then denies it to the American people. It is like, well, you remember the old expression, don't whatever on my leg and tell me it's raining. That's what's going on here.
You can actually say it on the radio. You can say, don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. You're allowed to say that. And my first thought when you mentioned the former national security advisor, stuff the classified documents down his pants, is that's what all Democrat men have to do, stuff documents down their pants, because you know what their problem is, and that's why they are the way they are. You know that there was a study out, right? You know that, Josh, that the more testosterone you have, the more likely you are to be a Republican conservative. And so all the men who have feminine levels of testosterone are Democrats. They need to stuff things down their pants to look normal. Classified documents.
Or start hacking things off, potentially.
Potentially. All right,
they do so that, too.
I can't imagine the American people are going to stand for it if they find out the president lied to their face about a raid of his biggest political opponent. If he lied to our face, well, of course he lied to our face. Who didn't know that the president was informed in advance that there was going to be a raid? But this is a step further. He wasn't informed in advance and then lied and said, I didn't know about it. He's the one that ordered it and then denied he knew about it.
At the request. There's no other way to read that. Bill Clinton had to fall back on, well, it depends on what is. No, this was at the sitting, at the incumbent president's request. And this is not just, I mean, Wayne, again, you've been sounding the alarm on this. This is not normal. This is not normal American politics. Yes, normal American politics is dirty, but this is third world, junta, banana republic, commissar assassination kind of, character assassination kind of stuff. It's terrifying, and it is being carried out. Remember, Wayne, he was the great uniter. He was going to unite us all.
Yeah,
remember, the grown-ups were going to be back in charge. And what has happened? The country has gone to hell, and we're literally persecuting with the criminal justice system, with the DOJ, with the FBI. We are literally persecuting our political enemies. That is not supposed to happen here, and it is the Democrats who have brought it on us.
Yes. We have only about 90 seconds left, so I think we'll deal with the next question in the next segment. Let's not deal with it now, but let's lay it out. The GOPI's 146-year-old rule that could cut Biden officials' pay to $1 if they refuse to testify. So I assume that's about if Republicans win the midterms and they take control, and then they subpoena a bunch of Biden's people, then Biden's people have to, they cannot hide, they have to come in or they lose their salaries, right? So when we get back, we'll dig into that with Josh Manning. Hold on one sec. We got more to talk about with Josh, who is the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com. Today's most popular stories at WesternJournal.com is what we go over when he comes on the show. It's a great website. Check it out. WesternJournal.com, one of my favorites. And I mentioned today, I texted out that I think that President Trump should put out a $25 million reward for any member of the Biden administration who comes forward with proof that Joe Biden is not really the president of the United States. It's Barack Obama giving the orders. He should offer a $25 million reward. And it doesn't even matter if anyone ever comes forward, because just doing that would make news headlines all over the United States and all over the world and embarrass Joe Biden badly, badly. Put it in the back of people's minds that he's not the president. That's what Trump ought to do. And I think someone will come forward because they never have to work again the rest of their lives with $25 million. So who cares? The rats will desert the sinking Biden ship. Back in a minute with Josh Manning.
Diabetes, high blood
pressure. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
I need four more of the brisket carnitas, two burnt end platters, three...
The kitchen at Kai's Barbecue is firing on all cylinders.
Greg, help me bring this to the pickup counter.
He needs food runners who can hit the ground quickly.
86 on the chicken and we're short-staffed. Let's pick it up.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you overwhelmed with credit card debt and unable to pay your bills? Has your income decreased or have you lost your job? At Credit Card of America, we offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Card of America is an A-plus rated company that will work on your behalf. We've counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-291-3818. That's 800-291-3818.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Root's on fire. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline-structured silver solution three times a day, their natural silver mouthwash and silver gel on my face each night. And I, of course, suck on their silver lozenges all throughout the show. I just finished one because I want to keep my voice alive. So much is going on. I got my Lindell Hour coming up. You know, this is an unbelievable weekend. I've now started both my Lindell TV show, which is on Lindell 1 and Lindell 2, and they repeated it several times, all hours, over the weekend, and I just started on Saturday my very first Real America's Voice TV show, America's Top 10 Countdown with Wayne Allyn Root, and they ran that three times over the weekend. I was getting emails 24 hours a day from fans. It was the most incredible thing. People were seeing me all day and all night, in the middle of the night, reruns of my shows on both Lindell 1, Lindell 2, and Real America's Voice TV Network. So, amazing weekend. So, I need my lozenges to keep my voice alive. And they're the only company that sponsors my show that gives a 30% discount on their entire product line. So, you're beating inflation with Amio Life. The phone number is 800-422-8148. 422-8148. And you just say Route 30 and get 30% off. Or you go to their website, AmioLife.com, and say Route 30 and you get 30% off their entire product line. AmioLife.com, 800-422-8148. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Okay, Josh Manning is back with us from Western Journal. How is Western Journal doing, by the way? How's the traffic going, Josh?
Wayne, we're doing okay. I'll tell you what, though. Facebook is doing their best to just destroy us. Our page views are good, but, man, it is not on social like it used to be. They just are slowly trying to strangle all conservatives. And, you know, they've been trying to ever since. You and I have even talked about this off air. They've been trying to ever since they realized, holy smoke, social media helped give the election to Trump in 2016. And from then on, man, it was open season on conservative publishers. So they are, you know, they want to crush us. They'll look for every excuse. I was telling somebody earlier today, we did a headline a little while back about a hamburger, and they didn't like the way we set the headline. line up. So if fact checkers hit us, then, you know, that risks demonetizing you. It's vicious. It's like dealing with a bunch of communists.
Because you are dealing with a bunch of communists, exactly.
That's amazing how that worked out, huh?
Right, exactly. I've been arguing for a year and a half now, you know, as long as Biden's been in office, I guess so about 20 months now, I've been arguing it's a communist takeover of the United States. It has nothing to do with Biden and his supposedly moderate demeanor and moderate past. It has to do with a brain-dead man with dementia being used as a zombie puppet for Obama and George Soros and the Chinese Communist Party. That's what's happening. They have taken over the United States, and everything they say and do, everything they have Biden say and do, is against the interests of the average American. That's what's going on.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's the same thing. It's amazing how these people, these neo-Marxists, how they claim to want to help the little guy, and they're on the little guy's side, yet they know nothing about the little guy, and best we can tell, they hate being anywhere near him. Remember how they used to talk about how Walmart shoppers smelled, how you could smell the Trump shoppers at Walmart? They absolutely hate everyday people the same way that the Marxists in the old days did. Karl Marx couldn't stand them. The only way he made ends meet was because of Engels, his buddy, who was independently wealthy. But they hated the poor. They hated the bourgeois. You know, they hate everyday Americans. They call it flyover country. They call us clingers. They call us chumps. They call us.
Wasn't it Obama who said that you cling to God, God and gambling and no God,
yeah, God
and
your
golden guns or something like that, right?
God, yeah,
golden
guns. God and your guns. Biden called us Neanderthals. He called us chumps. Hillary called us deplorables. I mean, these are not. And Wayne, like, it would be one thing if they were talking about you and me and Donald Trump when they said that. They are not. They are talking about all of the people who voted for Trump. They are talking about the folks at Walmart. They're
New
talking about
people.
The people in my hometown with 500 right. people in Arkansas.
I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, right? They're talking about my dad, the butcher. That's who they're talking about. They hate him. And when I was a kid growing up, I must tell you, my dad got some power. Because even though he was just a butcher, he answered an ad in the newspaper for the founding of the New York State Conservative Party. And he became one of the founders. And he took over basically Westchester County for 30 years. And so all the politicians that had come to his butcher store and kiss his ring. And I used to be there a lot of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the time, my dad would tell me, yo, a guy running for Senate or governor is showing up at the butcher store today. Come by, Wayne, at 4 o'clock. So I'd come by. And I could tell that even though they were kissing his, you know what, his tuchus.
I hated it.
There you go. Are you Jewish, Josh? You must be. They were kissing
his
tuchus.
No, I'm not. I wish. I'm trying to figure out how to get in.
Yes, tuchus is such a Yiddish word my grandmother would use. But even though they were kissing his tuchus, I'm a good, you know, judge of people, and I could tell that they hated his guts, and they couldn't wait to get out of there. They were embarrassed that they were kissing the ring of a guy in a butcher store with a white apron with bloodstains on it. So I knew then what they were about and what they were really like. You know, and that was a long time ago. It's only gotten worse, right? All right, Josh. Oh, the music's on. I can't even hear it, but you did say 30, so I guess we're on the way out. See, we'll have to adjust it, Chris. I don't hear any music. All right, so Josh Manning, we are saying goodbye. The man is the senior news editor at WesternJournal.com, and you should go check his site out every day, WesternJournal.com. Josh does a bang-up job. The guy's fantastic. As you heard, he understands. This whole country is literally going down in flames because the leaders hate the people. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.